All right, thank you, Steve. I am on my best behavior, and Bill is laughing at me. You're watching me talk to these men of the cloth.
Men of the cloth are here, ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Christian Kuhn and Father Tom Hurley. And I described you as holy men and shaman, and Wendy panicked over the word shaman, but that's a good thing. That's a holy person, right?
Well,
sure, I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Wait, I'll find you the... Here's the definition.
All right, Father Tom Hurley, pastor of Old St. Patrick's Church, Old St. Pat's, Reverend Christian Kuhn. You can go to urbanvillagechurch.org. You have multiple locations where you're giving mobile ashes today, basically, right?
Correct. They can see all of the locations on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's urbanvillagechurch.org, or you can follow them on Facebook, Urban Village Church, I would imagine.
Yep.
All right, what? Go ahead.
A person regarded as having access to an influence in the world of good and evil, especially among peoples of Northern Asia and North America. That's you guys.
That could be you, Bill.
That is me. It's all three of us. It's everyone in the room but you.
Why do you have to start like this?
It's an Ash Wednesday tradition.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Making an ash of myself.
You put the ash in Ash Wednesday.
Yep.
All right. So it's not, I'm Catholic. I don't know a lot about other religions. I certainly don't know a lot about the Jewish religion.
Oh.
I grew up in Brookfield and there weren't very many Jewish people. There was a great deli called Stein's Deli and Lyons, and that's all I know. And it's not just Catholics that get ashes. It's Christians, correct?
Correct, yeah.
You can help me on this one.
More and more Protestant churches have been offering them over the years. So when this morning we were at Daily Plaza and we told folks these were ecumenical ashes, so folks from all walks of life came up to get ashed.
No paperwork.
Checking IDs.
And the symbolism is what? Explain the symbolism of the ashes.
Well, this is essentially the beginning of the Lenten season, and in the scriptures, dust is often used to talk about who we are as humans, and so we use dust as a way to symbolize the beginning of Lent. This is a season in the church that we call repentance, or a time of turning away from the things that take us away from God and turning toward God, and often engaging in spiritual practices during the season, too.
So that for the phrase that we all know, ashes to ashes, dust
correct.
To dust, never more true than today.
Correct.
Yeah.
Cardinal Blaise Supich was on with Pete McMurray yesterday morning, and I was listening, and he had such a great message. You know, we all think about what we're going to give up for Lent, and he said, take it one step farther. If you are going to give up chocolate or something, then maybe give to a homeless shelter or something if it involves food. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a great message to do?
Terrific message. And
it's not just about giving up chocolate or beer or swearing.
Right, exactly. Those are good
things.
That's
what I'm giving up.
Swearing? Swearing.
All three?
Chocolate, beer, and swearing.
Which has the highest priority for you, Wendy?
The last one.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you're right. I mean, I think it's not only what do we give up, but what are we going to do? You know, and how we transform the world for the good.
And we need a little of that good and kindness now. It seems like it's changed a little bit, hasn't it, recently?
No, I think
I'm
you're
not
right.
getting political here. It just
right.
it feels like people don't care about anybody else. They're just so hyper focused on themselves. Even letting people in to merge or letting someone cross the street, we all have to help each
right.
other.
We had a liturgy today with the children of our school to begin Lent with Ash Wednesday, obviously. And there was a beautiful introduction that one of the kids read, and it was, and I've seen this before, but it was, you know, let's fast from, you know, hatred and let's feast on love.
Oh, nice.
Love
you know,
it.
Nice.
Let's fast on gossip and let's feast on saying good things to people. You know, let's fast on whatever, violence and let's feast on peace. You know, it was a beautiful,
good message.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So you guys don't get like a quarterly report that you page through and go, look, it's sinning is up 3% this quarter over last. What do we got to change this immediately? That doesn't exist, right?
I don't know, Bill. We're shamans, so you know we have all kinds of information.
Exactly.
We've got the Bill Leff report.
And, I send that out every month. Yeah.
We don't send like a confessional report around, you know.
No, you don't know that.
What we've heard.
No. But now here's something else Cardinal Supich said yesterday that took us all by surprise. He said Sunday is a free day. If you're staying away from certain kinds of foods or activities,
he made that
Sunday
up.
Is a mulligan.
No,
day.
He's true. He's true. That is correct. Because in the tradition, it says that Sunday really is not a day of fast. It is a day of feasting because it's the day of the Lord. And so therefore, technically, he's correct that if you give something up, you're okay on Sunday. But I think if you're going to give it up, begin today. Don't touch it till Easter.
Don't touch Wendy, it till Easter.
Wendy, you can Wendy, you can start swearing again on Easter.
Yeah. You don't want to be near her on Easter then.
Although, wow. Please reveal to Father Tom and Reverend Christian Kuhn,
yes,
that I don't swear as much as I used to.
Wendy,
I quit smoking in
because
November.
Of that,
oh, wow.
And
yeah.
I was having knee surgery. I was told you'll heal better if you quit beforehand. I did. And I thought, you know what? My kids hate me smoking. I shouldn't be smoking. So I haven't picked it up again. And I have stopped swearing.
Yeah.
I have been nicer to you.
A lot nicer.
Oh.
So smoking leads to swearing and activity.
So what were the other? You've got beer and chocolate are next. Is it the other two?
No, I'm not even really a big chocolate lover either. And I haven't had that many beers since my...
Who are you?
You've had an early Lent, haven't you?
But I do need to go to church more. And that's something... Father Tom Hurley is here, pastor of Old St. Pat's. And I wonder, Christian, if you brought him, because I always wonder if your ashes are good enough for a Catholic.
Well... I always,
and I don't mean good enough. I mean, are they acceptable? Because there are a lot of people listening today that want to go to your Facebook page at Urban Village Church and figure out where the locations are, because we sometimes don't have time to go get ashes today.
I would like to think so.
They count,
Hurley,
right?
Sure.
Oh,
I mean,
come on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're in this together.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of a Christian time, a season, you know? And so... the ashes, Christian said it beautifully, you know, it's about forgiveness, it's about repentance,
right.
It's remembering who we are, you know,
right.
God wants to breathe some more life into us.
And I think that ties into what you had said earlier about wanting to engender more love and peace in the world, and actually my kids go to Francis Xavier Ward at Old St. Pat's, and so really appreciative of the relationship that we've had with Old St. Pat's, and so we need more of that.
Good. Years ago, if you wanted ashes on Ash Wednesday, you had to go to a church. You had no alternative. Now you've changed it to where you go to the people. Do you anticipate a day where there is an ash app where you can just on your computer download?
There may be one now. it could be. Virtual ash. I don't know. You do it the real thing.
Right.
I would say that, yeah.
Get the real thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think you can order them on Amazon.
Not yet.
Ashes on.
It'll be Prime delivery soon enough.
Yep.
Okay, I am completely different with Father Hurley in here. I am really on my best behavior, and it makes me crazy because you are being a goof, and he's laughing at everything you say. I just want to tell you that going to church is a personal thing. I should go more, but every time I go, I feel wonderful. I feel great when I'm there. I feel great when I walk out. And it is an amazing thing because it's changed so much. It's not how being a Catholic, you know, everything was you had to wear a suit or dress up. At our church in LaGrange, St. Francis Xavier, kids can come in their soccer uniforms or Little League uniforms. They just want you there. It's really loosened up, so it's easier and better to go to church.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, and I think that's what it should be. You know, it's supposed to be hospitality, places of welcome, and I'm not here to correct you. You said it's a personal thing. Actually, it's a communal thing, you know, and we need each other, so we need you there. And
I need to go more.
Well,
that's what I'm going to. So I mean, I'm not going to give something up for Lent. I'm going to add something to my schedule for Lent. You can do
great.
That.
That's beautiful. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Do that, Wendy.
I'm going to cry.
Don't cry. There's no crying in religion.
I have a kid who's getting confirmed this year, and he's been blowing off his CCD classes a little bit. I have another kid who played Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar, so I'm really worried I'm going to hell.
Notice neither man talked you out of that.
I know.
Both guys went,
Thank you. That's probably how the story ends.
More ecumenical talk in just a moment. Do you have any questions or comments? We're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Sorry.
There it is.
There we go.
That's better.
I get nervous when men of the cloth are
in the studio.
Reverend Christian Kuhn, co-founder and lead pastor of Urban Village Church. Go to their Facebook page, Urban Village Church, and you can find out where the pop-up ashes are today. And also Father Tom Hurley, pastor of Old St. Patrick's Church. We call it Old St. Pat's. Thank you for being up here today. I did get my ashes during the commercial break.
You did? You're good to go.
Yes.
Christian, here's what I noticed. A lot of times in previous years, as you're giving the ashes, you say lyrics from a song.
Correct.
But not today with Wendy, you did.
Yeah,
who was it?
Mumford and Sons.
Yeah,
Mumford and Sons.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, could you do some of that Camila Cabello for me?
Which one is that?
That Havana, na na na.
Havana, na 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 na.
I would like that on me.
In the name of the Father, na na na.
Na na na. That's pretty.
Next year, I'll take requests.
All right, do that. That's beautiful.
Karaoke ashes or something.
Well, you are doing these pop-up ashes, and it is because people don't have a chance to get to church a lot on Ash Wednesday. Why don't you do like a pop-up confession? Everyone from upstairs in the office has been coming down to get ashes.
They all come down.
We set up a little. Would you set up a little booth too?
No, because it's face to face now. I mean, I remember when that changed before, it would be more nerve-wracking to me to sit in the little confessional and you'd wait there and then all of a sudden the little window would open and that would freak me out. And then when you went face-to-face, it's like, you know me, I'll talk to anyone.
Yes.
I confess my sins to anyone who will listen to me. So it was easier for me.
How about that? How do you explain that? Seeing the priest made it easier for Wendy. It almost doesn't make sense. You'd think you'd want some anonymity.
I didn't do that.
No anonymity? No.
No, I didn't have many bad things to report on, I guess. For myself.
What's the worst penance you've ever given out? Like when somebody comes in and they give you the laundry list, what do you can't go 10 million Hail Marys. You got to really work on this. Are you allowed to say what the biggest penance of all time is?
I've never.
They don't keep track of that.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
We had a tote board at our church.
And all right, so eating meat on Friday during Lent, I can't do it. Something in me just will not allow me to do it. My husband went to 12 years of Catholic school, and he says that's not such a big issue, and he only doesn't eat meat on Friday because of me. Let's be honest about it. Catholics meet Friday during Lent. You're not supposed to eat it, are you?
Correct. And
if you completely forget it's a Friday.
Well, if you forget, if it's an accident, then that's, you know, that happens.
Okay, but if you willingly bite into it, right, exactly.
I mean, part of it is it's a thing of sacrifice. This is a season of sacrifice. It's a season of repentance. It's a season of, you know, just as we give things up, likewise, you know, it's just a gesture to say, and we're gonna give up eating meat.
Yeah,
but it's a long-standing tradition.
So why would beef or pork be a sin, but trout or bass, that's okay? Why would that be?
Well, because back in the ancient days, to have had meat was something of a delicacy. Fish was the every person's
meal. You could go fish out of a river and get your own
stuff. Exactly. I would say to you that, you know, it's one thing to give up meat on Friday, but, you know, it's not exactly a big sacrifice if you're going to go to some big seafood house and have you know, a 2-pound lobster or something. I don't think that's really a big sacrifice, you know.
I guess that's
you might want to rethink that a little bit.
I will call Shaw's Crab House and cancel. That's, all right.
But nobody, and I'm not pointing fingers, but someone told me the whole meat thing isn't true because whose brother was a fisherman.
That's the big story here. That's not true.
From non-Catholics.
I've heard that too. I've heard that too, but I'd like to kind of keep it in the, you know.
All right.
Well, I mean, keep it to what it is, and it's a form of sacrifice, you know.
Yeah.
And how do we do without so that we can celebrate the fullness of Easter?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And isn't it something to make you think of the Lord sometimes? So if you're like, oh, it's Friday, I can't eat meat. Oh, that's right, God exists. It's just a little another nudge that God is with you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one reason too why when people fast and they think about, and when their stomach begins to growl, and so not only does it remind you of God, but hopefully it also perhaps reminds you that there are millions in the world who go without every day, and it hopefully builds up your own awareness and compassion in that way too.
Right.
All right. I love that you met with the kids this morning, Father Hurley, and fast from the hatred and feast on love. That's a beautiful message. There were some more. But really, just try and be kind to someone. Isn't that the best thing to do during Lent? Try and better yourself and be nice to one another. Golden rule. It all goes back to it, doesn't it?
That's the whole point. I mean, this season is not meant to be a season that is burdensome. It's meant to be a season where, you know, where we look at our lives and how can we do better?
Right.
Know, how can we be, you know, for people of faith, how can we be better disciples, you know? But likewise, how can we create a better world? We saw the horror and the tragedy yesterday, you know, in this city just a few blocks away, and just awful. And this is the stuff that happens each and every day. So I do believe these holy seasons call us to a certain sense of holiness and how do we make this world a holier place?
Still happy with the job that the Pope is doing, correct? Last time you were here, we talked about it. He really has come at things from a new direction, a very fresh direction.
Absolutely. I mean, I follow him on Twitter, and I found myself retweeting his stuff all the time because he just is a guy who's he's inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a wonderful source of inspiration. And not just for Catholic people, but for
everyone.
Absolutely. I'm not religious. I think he's a great guy. Did you ever think there'd be a time in your life where you said the phrase, I'm following the Pope on Twitter?
And I'm retweeting the Pope. That's what's killing
me. Seems very advanced, doesn't it?
How about it, huh?
We need you guys to do us a small favor. I don't know if you heard the announcement, but this station, WGN, is now the official station of the Chicago White Sox.
Woo!
Could you bless the White Sox? We need a blessing for the White Sox. Is that a doable thing?
I would, but have you told people you're wearing a Cubs hat?
I am wearing a Cubs hat.
Yeah, and so any blessing I give, I don't know if that would take because, you know.
The C is for Christianity.
What's the little bear for?
Can't talk about it.
Although you are the only person I know, and I've known Bill a very long time, over 20 years, and he's always said, I'm a fan of both the Cubs and the Sox. And I'm like, you got to pick a side. I'm sorry, you have to. And he loves baseball. You're really the only person I know who really, truly loves both.
We were fortunate enough to have season tickets to both teams when I was a kid.
Nice.
I went to just as many Cubs and White Sox games. I love both teams. I want to see both win. So it's possible.
Ecumenical, just like us.
Thank you.
Just
That's exactly
right. But if all the faiths can come together and Cubs fans and Sox fans, why can't Republicans and Democrats come together? That's the big
question.
Guys,
is that one too impossible to even dream about?
Nothing's impossible. Some things are harder than others.
Slow to respond there,
right.
I noticed that. Thank you so much for blessing me and everyone else. Father Tom Hurley, pastor of Old St. Pat's Church. You're on Twitter, as everyone else is.
I am.
And is the Pope following you on Twitter? I hope he is.
I would hope so.
I hope he is.
That's a cool compliment, quite honestly. And Reverend Christian Kuhn, co-founder and lead pastor of Urban Village Church. You've been out and about already this morning giving ashes.
And I'll be at Ghirardelli Chocolate Store just north on Michigan Avenue from noon to one if folks want to stop on by.
And go to your Facebook page to find out the schedule. Thank you so much. Bless you both.
Thank you.
You can't do that.
Why not? Can't I bless you?
What are you allowed to do that?
Why not?
It's all right.
Bless you
without
for
sneezing?
Blessing me.
No, if I sneezed,
it's all right. Thank you, guys. Quick break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.